Luke, how are you?
I'm really good, thank you. Enjoying the moment, just to say.
A big congratulations to you, Luke, and to you, Kirsty. Kirsty, how many goals have you scored now? I think is that 704, something silly?
I don't know. Yeah. I've lost count, I don't know about you. It's been that many seasons, I don't know.
But that was a very professional performance, that. I mean, it was, how many, what was the possession stats, Paul, in the end?
I think it was 71.
71% possession. Two goals.
Yeah.
It's not equated much so much, has it, all that possession?
Not
you
really.
You must be very disappointed.
Yeah, really disappointed.
What does it tell you about if we do get promotion next season and we play teams like the Stingers on a regular basis?
Listen, they were a tough, resilient side. I think the conditions obviously, you know, made that really tough for us to play our own game today. But we've shown before, I've been to Camel Lane, the state of that pitch when we got to there, it was tough. We find a way to win, and that's why we're champions, so it was brilliant.
The other thing you were doing was, Champagne was the player of the match, in my humble opinion. But what you were doing really well was just, you're pulling them all over the place, and they didn't have any respite at all on the ball.
No, and that's what we said at half-time. We said we need to move them around just a little bit more, make it a little bit easy for them, so moved them around a little bit. That was it. And the girls pulled it off brilliantly.
Was that your game plan all along? Did it alter much at all?
To put a little bit more distance between the two teams, but yeah, not really, didn't alter. That's us, and that's how we play. So
we did notice, Kirsty, first half, there was a great emphasis to get the ball out to you quickly, out wide. That was presumably part of the plan.
Yeah, we're a wide team, we play wide, we try and stretch the teams as much as we can and get in behind when we can, so yeah, I was really pleased with it.
And we've commented during this commentary about the number of games you're having to play. I interview managers in the non-league game, and all they're doing at the moment is complaining about how many games having to play. You're pretty much playing a game every other night at the moment. How are you shaping up with that kind of thing?
Obviously, we've got Liv, the physio, that's keeping us, like, telling us what we should be having, what we should be eating, what we should be drinking, how we should be recovering, like, the day after, what we should be doing. But at the end of the day, it's football. We all want to be playing football as much as we can, so if we can play every night, we would.
And winning cups helps.
Yep, sure does. That was our goal from the start of the season, to retain the cup that we won last year. We've obviously done it, so now we need to go on and win the league.
You said great teams retain their trophies, and that's what you've done.
That's what
I
said.
And a couple of things I noticed, you were rotating things a lot. There were a couple of wild challenges going in during that game. You also took Carrington off as well, which was noticeable.
Yeah. I think he was on the same
thing. And then smuggled her on at the end.
I mean, we talk about game management. This is competition management that you're doing. All of you are doing here. You're having to manage your squad. You've got 18 players, and they've got to make it through now in the next couple of weeks.
And I think, you know, obviously a few of them were disappointed when they come off, but at the end of the day, I've got to be that level head, and I've got to think. I know it's a cup final, and you know you want to stay on for the whole game, but we've got to think about the bigger picture now. You know, we tried shoring it up, we changed formation at the end, and yeah, I tried to get the players who have been carrying a few knocks over the last few games. Listen, the pitch is heavy, so get them off, get them on, and try and manage it as best we can. And I thought we did it. I thought we did it really well tonight.
Talk us through the set pieces. The free kick from Fran Sullivan was a beauty. Was it a penalty?
Yeah, I think so.
We don't see much from this far end.
Turn round.
Yep. Yeah.
That's what we see.
How can you not see that far?
That's the age.
We didn't even know if it was in the box or not.
I've had laser eyes, so I'm all right.
The ref gave it, so whether or not it was, or people agree with it, we saw
Ronaldo in the Bernabeu, and you know, they won that last minute penalty, and he's having to stand there for like 3 or 4 minutes while it's all being sorted. You're having to stand there while all this is going on.
Does the degree of difficulty increase the longer you be made to wait?
No, you just got to do what you got to do, especially as captain. Obviously, you can't let the pressure get to you. And I finished it. In the past, I've not so quite finished as many, but obviously I stepped up to the mark and finished it.
So next up, it's league matters.
Yeah.
And then another league match, and then that semi-final. You're going to take, I want to take every game, each game as it comes. You know, Kenny Dalglishisms and all that. We'll accept that. But how important is that cup semi-final now? In a couple of weeks' time, in the main stadium, it's another chance to show how glorious the women's team is. I mean, the Penrith game was a superb display. Are you looking forward to that side of things? And how are you getting past your manager saying, how about that match on Sunday in the league?
Yeah, no, obviously we're looking forward to the semi-final in the stadium again. It gives us our chance to put a name out there to fans, to hopefully get even more fans down. Obviously, to me, yeah, this is our best season yet. The players, the squad, the management, like everything behind it. We've set out goals, We've changed the style of play that we play. We like to keep the ball and then open it as wide as we can and play through. Again, like you say, we're taking each game as it comes, so we're focusing on the game ahead the next day. So when the semi-final comes, once we get the league game out of the way, we'll focus on the semi-final.
And your anything to add?
Yeah, no, you guys did it brilliant there. Yeah, no, we don't want to look too far ahead, and that's where we can come unstuck sometimes. And we've worked so hard to get where we are, so we just got to make sure we keep ourselves grounded. And yes, we are odds on for the league, and we are one of the stronger teams in the competition, but we can't rest on that laurel. We've got to make sure we take each game as it comes.
Well, Luke Podmore, Kirsty Chambers, a big congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us, and you keep up the good work, and good luck on Sunday.
Thanks
and hopefully see you on the stadium.